Hello. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast called The Missing Piece. I am Dr. Bill Herron, and I'm from Providence Treatment. I hope to explore with you the elements of our restless minds. What causes us to think the way we do? Why do we have an insatiable need to label and judge everything? How does a restless mind contribute to addictive behaviors and an addictive use disorder? Finally, what can we do to calm our minds and live a more contented life in the here and now? Since the beginning of time, I imagine that the human mind has been very active and conflicted. Unlike other living things, human beings have been both tantalized and tortured by their own minds. We both construct stories in our heads, then subscribe to them as if they were true. It may sound a bit psychotic or deranged, but take a moment and watch your own thoughts and test out the pace in which the thousands of thoughts per day pass through your own consciousness. We often misinterpret these thoughts as ourself, but they're only thoughts. In addiction, the social world of the addict becomes quite small. So therefore, these constructed thoughts can take on a large part of their perceived reality. Normally, we have tens of thousands of thoughts each day. I sometimes compare the mind to a gland that excretes thoughts throughout the day and night. The average person is passively receiving these thoughts as real and true. They then react to the thoughts with a lot of emotions, which gives it more credibility. In Buddhism, they speak of dukkha, a Pali Sanskrit word that means suffering. I once heard a helpful truism that pain is inevitable, but suffering is elective. The subscription to these thoughts is the cause of great suffering in one's life. It doesn't matter the topic or the tone of the thought, even positive thoughts can lead to suffering. For example, if I'm looking forward to a vacation and subscribe to all the thoughts on how I will enjoy my holiday, all the positive aspects of being there and tasting the food and in the good climate, only to be met with the disappointing reality once I truly get there. This is suffering. The alcoholic or addict has some of the worst cases of restless mind, hence dukkha, one can imagine. He acts upon these thoughts more dramatically with self-destructive and self-centered emotions and behaviors. The drug is often taken to fight this state of suffering, only to perpetuate it and worsen it through isolation. The addict is left with a restless mind that is greater than the average person. As we continue with this podcast, you will learn how to watch your mind, discover how to unsubscribe to these restless thoughts, and cultivate more calm and contentment in your life. Be well, and speak with you soon.